This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
So we just spoke with the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, leading the lawsuit against the new federal health care legislation. And they did get victory from Bush appointee federal judge Henry Hudson, who said in his ruling that he's only going to talk about the individual mandate. Cuccinelli wanted a lot more, wanted him to shut the whole thing down and issue a stay on any implementation of the legislation, an injunction against it. That was all denied. The judge did agree that the individual mandate was unconstitutional, and that was it. We also, I guess breaking news there, the Attorney General just told us that he has heard from the Justice Department in Washington within the last hour that the Justice Department has denied Virginia's request to expedite this case to the Supreme Court. So that's headline news right there. And Attorney General Cuccinelli says that they will weigh their options to figure out what to do next and how best to proceed. So they'll be looking into that. Now, we're going to pick this up again in the 5 o'clock hour here in the second hour of the program when I'll talk live with Dahlia Lithwick of Slate and Newsweek, the author of an article that just posted last night to Slate called Dream a Little Dream, Why the Cuccinelli Healthcare Win in Virginia Matters More Than You Think. We'll talk with Dahlia Lithwick about that at 5:08 on the clock. Looking forward to that. John Boehner is coming in as the new chair, the new House Speaker for the Republican Party there, representing the Republican Party, the new Speaker of the House, be sworn in January. In his 60 Minutes interview, he talked with Leslie Stahl about the idea of compromise. And he denied that outright, right out of the gate. I thought it was a bit Orwellian, but you listen for yourself.
We have to govern. That's what we were elected to do.
But governing means compromising.
It means working together.
It also means compromising.
It means finding common ground.
Okay, is that compromising?
I am not going to compromise on my principles, nor am I going to compromise the will of the American people.
And you're saying I want compromise.
So John Boehner saying, I'm not going to compromise. I'll look for common ground, but at the end of the day,
I am not going to compromise.
Now, why is that relevant? Well, it's relevant if you follow those national politics. It's also really relevant when we talk about water. Water here in Central Virginia. Because Albemarle County, the Board of Supervisors of Albemarle County, in fact, the chairman, Ann Malik, sent a letter to Mr. David Paler, director of the Department of Environmental Quality in Richmond, in which she said,
I am not going to compromise.
Actually, what you said, you know, it would be disingenuous for the county to agree to a, and I'm reading from her letter here, dated December 8th. It would be disingenuous for the county to agree to a DEQ-facilitated joint public meeting, the mere organization of which would suggest to you and to the public that there's room for compromise of the approved and permitted water supply plan. There is none.
I am not going to compromise.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me live in this studio for an exclusive interview. The first time he's had a chance to really get down and dirty here and respond to this letter. When did you first hear about the letter?
I heard about the letter, I guess, the day it came out, which was
December 8th?
Thursday, Friday, last week.
In the last week?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. What was your reaction?
You know, it's disappointing to hear that kind of rhetoric, but I think the letter just sort of speaks for itself. I frankly have resisted commenting on the letter, and I'm not going to spend too much time commenting on it today. It's just, I think the county has been very clear that they, for a long time now, that they support the 2006 water supply plan in its current form, and don't really buy a lot of the new information that we've been gathering the last couple of years about ways in which the plan can be improved. And so it's you know, largely in line with that, with the party line that the county has taken for a while now. But the good news is that you know, we all agreed to a plan of action in September. The city is sticking to that plan of action, which basically says, you know, we're going to proceed with a request for proposals for dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. We're going to proceed to explore alternatives for the Ragged Mountain Dam. That's what we're doing now, and we're feeling pretty good about that whole process. And we're going to, you know, I think that for whatever reason, the county felt the need to make that statement, but the city's response is essentially, the letter is what it is, but we're going to continue to stay on the path that we've been on. And at some point in the very near future, we look forward to reengaging with our partners in the county on a good solution for the whole region.
And fair to say that when you were talking with Dave Norris, fair to say that the plan that you've been on is a plan that has been trying to find a way where you don't have to spend as much of the public's money.
Correct.
You don't have to have you could have more market solutions involved here, involve right. more of the marketplace, business owners, vendors in this process, rather than it be a big government or nothing plan.
Correct. One of the largest public works projects in this region in decades.
Yeah.
If not the largest public works.
And that really has been the motivation, really, as you've gotten more involved in it and more educated and coming up with solutions and getting more information. It hasn't been, and I don't want to speak for you, but it hasn't been, hey, how can we get the county really mad? Or how can we, no. really is, wait a minute, this is really expensive. This is going to really drive up water rates. This is a huge government plan here. Is there a way that we would do this more fiscally responsible, that doesn't
and more environmentally friendly way.
Environmentally friendly, doesn't right. demand so much of public money, mm-hmm. and opens it up so that the marketplace can get more involved.
Absolutely, and it's just a smarter way. I was very moved, and I think a lot of people were very moved when Oliver Kuttner came before City Council when we had our last public hearing on this issue, and spoke about, you know, we got to get smarter in the way we do these kinds of things, and you don't build for peak demand, you don't oversupply, you don't over indebt, you don't overbuild. Let's get smarter, and let's take advantage of the advances that we're seeing in efficiency and technology and conservation. Let's get smart about this, and that's the path that we've been on.
We're talking with Dave Norris, the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. It's 4:42 on the clock on the wall, a chilly 28 degrees here in Charlottesville, and the phone line's open for you at 977-1070. Frank is with us in Charlottesville. Frank, thank you for the call, buddy. You go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm going to repeat a statement I made the other day when another guest was on. I'm a citizen of Charlottesville, taxpayer and all that. But I think seriously that we are not going to budge on anything with the county. The elephant in the room is the revenue sharing plan. Until that can be talked about seriously with the county, that nothing else will move forward. And I really think that's something that could be done with the new city manager and the new county executive as he appears next year. I really think that needs to be done before anything else will be done. And I'll take your answers off the air. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you joining the program as always. And thanks for listening. Got a line open, 977-1070. Is the revenue sharing agreement the elephant in the room when it comes to water?
Not when it comes to water. It's certainly the elephant in the room in many ways when it comes to city-county relations. I mean, I think a lot of people in Albemarle County are regretting the vote that they took several decades back to support the revenue sharing agreement and feel like it's been a bad deal. However, other people in the county look at the numbers and look at what they gained from the revenue sharing agreement and actually believe that it was a good deal for Albemarle County. I think in many ways it's been a good deal for both localities. The city, even though we've lost a tremendous amount of revenue as a result of the revenue sharing agreement, because the land we would have annexed that we voluntarily agreed not to annex would have generated much more revenue than we're getting right now from Albemarle County in the revenue sharing agreement. But on the other hand, what it did was it took annexation off the table. It took a long protracted legal battle off the table. It created a funding mechanism whereby the city could share in some of the revenue created by those lands, by the county properties, and address some of the infrastructure needs and other needs that we incur, other costs that we incur by being the urban hub of the city county region.
Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, he is live in studio. So where are we right now with this whole water process? Get us caught up to speed for everybody who just got here from Des Moines. And,
from Des Moines, yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Charlottesville. Basically, the one last issue that remains to be resolved is the best way to provide for meeting the need to address the dam safety issue at Ragged Mountain and the potential expansion of the reservoir at Ragged Mountain. So do we build, in other words, what is boiling down to now is, do we build this massive new earthen dam, which is approximately a $40 million endeavor, or do we do as the city is suggesting and phase in construction, renovation, and expansion of the dam using the existing footprint of the dam, using the existing base of the dam, which is a with an initial phase that would cost approximately $9 to $13 million, maybe $10 to $14 million at the end of the day. So it's a tremendous difference in cost between a 13-foot expansion of the dam there and dredging the South Fork Reservoir. The state is telling us we can get about 40 years of water, if not more, and it would cost significantly less than the 2006 plan and do significantly less environmental damage. So here we have one of those unique circumstances where people who care about the environment have a lot in common with people who care about fiscal conservatism, fiscal responsibility, and doing things in a market-oriented approach.
Yeah, I mean, if you just throw off the party IDs and the stereotypes and think for yourself and just look at this in terms of how do we save money here?
Right.
How do we do less environmental damage? Mm-hmm. They actually have the same plan. That's not always the case, but
it's not always the case.
They actually have the same plan, which is your plan, and that's why I've had conservatives call this program and say, look, this is the conservative plan. The Norris plan is the conservative plan. The 2006 plan, the old plan, that's the big government,
right,
fiscally irresponsible plan.
I think that's a it's a good characterization. I mean, why incur so much debt now that we may not need and may never need, but certainly won't need for decades to come? Why burden our ratepayers, our taxpayers, our citizens today with millions of dollars of debt? Why do so much environmental damage at this wonderful Ragged Mountain natural area that we don't need to do to meet our long-term water needs?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a smarter way to go about this? Now, all of that is based on all of that rests on our ability to phase in this, to do a phased in approach, which means we need to know whether that existing dam, whether or not we can go in and renovate and expand the existing dam versus building this massive new dam. And that, so we've had engineers, this world-class engineering firm called Black & Veatch, has been taking a very hard look at the existing dam, came back and said, you know what, this dam's in much better shape than anybody expected. Actually, you can use the existing dam. You'll need to renovate it. You'll need to fix some of the safety issues there. But it's a much cheaper approach than building this massive new dam, and it gives you the flexibility to phase in this water supply.
Yeah.
Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority came back and hired some out-of-town consultants to come in and critique the Black & Veatch approach. They raised some very good questions. Black & Veatch is now in the process of addressing those questions one by one.
So that's literally where we are.
Yeah, and
the
so
peer
any
review
moment,
is done. Now Black & Veatch has a chance to respond to that peer review.
Right, and so any minute now, literally, or any day now, we will be getting the response from Black & Veatch. If Black & Veatch comes back and says, you know what, still a viable approach, still a cost-effective approach, here's how we're going to address these concerns that have been raised, and this is a path that that has merit to it, then I think, from my opinion, then the options are pretty clear, and I'd like to see the city take that more fiscally and environmentally responsible
as
approach.
And I remind you that what began this conversation, as of December 8th, the county has said no room for compromise, quote unquote. In fact, they did say in this letter, the better course, we believe, is to continue our efforts to persuade the present city council to reaffirm the commitment to the water supply plan made in 2006.
Right.
So they're saying we're not going to discuss anything new. We're not going to compromise on anything new. We're just going to spend our time trying to persuade you to go back in time and agree to what you agreed on in 2006 and pretend like haven't learned anything new.
Which was a different city council, most of whom who did vote in 2006, most of whom now have publicly said they regret that vote and they would have voted differently if they had the information that we have now.
Yeah. Let's go to Richard. He's in Charlottesville. Richard, thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Yes, if the big new earthen dam is built, then to mitigate the environmental damages of building that dam, they're proposing that the Buck Mountain land be given to conservation. Who gets the Buck Mountain land? What conservation organization would get that Buck Mountain land that the city has paid for, half of it anyway?
Well, that's a great question. Richard, thanks for the call.
I don't know the exact answer. I mean, I know one plan just has Rivanna managing that land and doing the environmental mitigation. I know there's been talk about the Nature Conservancy having a role in that, but that has not been decided.
Yeah. So that's the answer. No one knows yet.
I don't believe that's, yeah. I
mean, but it's city-owned land, right?
Well, it's, let's see.
Or is it RSWA?
RWSA owns
it. So the city and the county own it.
Right.
Together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. One thing that we hear from Dee Dee Smith is when she comes in, Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan, clearly against the 2006 plan. She said this is, you know, this is basically a regressive tax on the people in the city being asked to subsidize development in the county. The city's not the one who needs this, all this extra water. It's county interests, which is why you see the real lobby to push for this 2006 plan is not ratepayers in the county who buy water. It's developers and realtors and the people who profit from growth. They're the ones who are really, really pushing hard for this. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think there's something to that. I mean, I don't want to leave the impression, though, that the city is trying to strangle growth in the county. That's not actually what this debate is about. This debate is about the best way to provide for the water needs, the actual water needs of our region.
Because you're not proposing to leave everything the same. Your proposal is to drastically increase the water supply.
We're going to significantly increase the water supply. And the council plan that was adopted in September, which one variant between that plan and what was previously called the Norris plan, basically says we will build the larger, we will increase the size of the dam as needed. We just don't feel like it makes a lot of sense to build this massive new dam now, and when we may not need all that infrastructure for many decades to
come. Or as Richard Lloyd has said, the 2006 plan is the equivalent of going out and building a whole bunch of new schools,
right?
Because somebody told you you're going to have X number of kids who live here in 50 years.
Right.
So let's go ahead and build the schools now.
Right. I think it's a great analogy, and I've stolen that from Richard, used it myself a few times, but that's a great analogy.
Well, yeah, and it perfectly paints what what the county is proposing. The county is essentially proposing to spend a whole lot of money to go out and build a whole bunch of high schools and elementary schools because they heard that there's going to be a whole lot more kids here in 2050.
Right.
But they want to go ahead and build those schools now.
Right. And I think he's further elaborated on that analogy. I've heard him also say, you know, and on top of that, you have school buildings that are filled with sediment or filled with furniture, what have you. And instead of just cleaning out those school buildings to make room for kids, you're just building new buildings. They obviously referring to the situation.
Yeah, let's not dredge.
Dredging.
Which you are proposing that dredging for water be part of the formula, that we should count that water. The county, at every step along the process, has tried to deny dredging for water as contributing towards your water supply.
Right, and I think we've actually come to, I know they say no compromise possible, but we've actually come to a pretty good compromise on that particular point, where the county has come around and said, okay, we'll agree to, we're open to dredging the reservoir, we'll agree to put out a request for proposals and see what kind of ideas the market generates. They just don't want that to hold up the permit process and the regulatory process for handling the situation at Ragged Mountain Dam. We're fine with that.
But the DEQ has given you every indication that that process would not be held up. That they're amenable to changes that you might want to make. If you need new permits, we'll get you new permits.
Yeah, well, it's just we've agreed to kind of keep those separate, and that's fine. We'll pursue dredging on a separate regulatory path, but the ultimate goal is still the same.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Merry Christmas, Dave. Thank you for being here.
You too, Coy. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.